Hello, my dear English listeners. You can skip ahead a few minutes to dive right into the interview with Anja today. And to my German listeners, hallo und herzlich willkommen zu der ersten Podcast-Episode hier in englischer Sprache. Ich konnte es mir nicht nehmen lassen, eine meiner besten und langjährigsten Food-Fotografie-Business-Freundinnen hier in den Podcast einzuladen. Und da Anja aus Slowenien kommt, ist die Sprache unserer Wahl natürlich Englisch. Ich hoffe, ihr könnt dem Ganzen folgen. Gebt mir gerne mal Feedback. Aber es wird in Zukunft wahrscheinlich hier und da immer mal ein paar Folgen auf Englisch geben. Einfach weil der Content, den ihr von diesen extrem talentierten Frauen erwarten könnt, der gehört einfach rein, der muss hier mit rein und deswegen gibt es hier und da ein paar englische Folgen. Heute reden wir über ein Thema, das vielfach unter den Teppich gekehrt wird. Man hört es viel, dass Foodfotografie als Business nur noch 20% Fotografie und 80% Admin ist. Und wir reden heute darüber, wie man diesen großen Anteil von Admin, von Planung und Struktur angenehmer gestalten kann und effektiver und wie man damit viel, viel schneller durchkommt, damit man die kreativen Dinge auch wieder mehr genießen kann. Also heute ein etwas nerdiger Talk über eines unserer liebsten Tools und darüber, wie wir unser Business strukturieren. Für jetzt erstmal wünsche ich euch ganz viel Spaß mit diesem nerdigen Nischenthema und hört auf jeden Fall rein, es sind so, so viele wichtige Bits da drin, die euch mit eurem Business sowas von weiterhelfen werden. Viel Spaß und los geht's! I think most people know us together by now, but Anja, like you know best what you do, what you're good at, who you are, so I can't imagine a better person to introduce herself than you. Anja, who are you?
I'm Anja. So I'm Anja from Slovenia, so kind of close to Sabrina, but not really. I'm a food photographer. I've been working as a food photographer for 6 years. Yeah, is it 6 years? It's 6 years now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you were a food blogger before, right?
I was a food blogger, and we started on the same month, as if I imagine correctly.
I think so too, and that was in 2015.
November or some October or something. So that's basically me. I don't post about recipes anymore, just like you don't post the recipes anymore. So we kind of evolved from the food blogger scene.
Yeah, we both kind of transitioned and evolved parallel with peaks of checking in with each other, admiring each other's work. And this has turned into a lovely friendship over those years. And we got to meet each other for the very first time last year.
So lovely. Yeah.
And we've always kind of been supporting each other. We're having weekly, bi-weekly-ish, irregular calls on Zoom to, support, to inspire, to vent over things.
I think that's the most helpful thing.
and also to keep each other accountable, the question you or I will always ask at the end, so what are you gonna do today, what are your plans, what do you want to get done?
And then you get like I have to do something. I'm like,
yes,
oh yeah, I need a plan. It's not just like I'll be here.
Yeah. And the thing is, these calls always make me feel so good and motivated for the week, because usually we chat on Monday, and I notice it if we don't have them, that I need to find some other mechanisms to get myself into a worky, motivated mood.
Maybe you can find a ChatGPT replacement for me.
I mean, we talked about ChatGPT a lot as well, that we have chats with Chatty and how that helps us as well, but it's obviously not replaceable. No, exactly. But yeah, so we've been inspiring each other on so many levels in the past. And I'm pretty sure this is not going to be the last or only chat we're going to have on my podcast. I very much hope so. So we chose a bit of a, well, can we call it a niche subject to talk about?
Yeah.
Something people
yeah.
don't really talk about a lot in the photography
scene. It feels
scene.
A bit technical, but it's also like organizational. And just
yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, I think it helps that you and I are a little bit nerdy on the technical side and love to dive into new tools, into software, and into ways to make our business life easier. Because, in the end...
Because that's why you use it, yeah.
Yeah, because in the end, food photography, like running a food photography business is not just about taking pretty pictures. That would be lovely.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice. It wouldn't be easy, but like half of the weight would be taken down.
Yeah. Imagine if like photography and all the other stuff would be 50-50.
Ooh, that would be, that would be great. already great.
Yeah. What do you think? How are the percentages, like how's the balance for you between doing actual photography and all the other
it's
stuff?
A little bit hard to determine because I do also teach just like you do. So it's sometimes hard to kind of separate what I'm doing for my food photography business and what I'm doing for like the teaching business.
Oh gosh, yes.
So I don't know. I can just say a random number, but I feel like it's maybe like 20% of it is photography or preparing for photo shoots and like finding props, finding food, maybe even less. I don't know. But it's not a lot.
That sounds quite depressing, and might sound quite depressing, like, oh, I'm a creative and I want to do all the photography, and then the reality hits and it's like, oh, but paperwork and acquisition and emails.
Yeah, but like what we're going to talk about today, so Notion, is what actually like really minimized the percentage of the admin work. So I think it's kind of getting closer together the more I know what Notion can do for me.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you're saying something. I just want us to add that, like this 20-80 percentage, like if that's the number, it's not 80% paperwork. It's also marketing, of course. And like the cool thing about a photo business is, like, I personally don't enjoy the photography only. There's other parts that I enjoy about business. Creating content for Instagram, for example. Can sometimes feel like a curse, but it also has lots of aspects that I really enjoy because it's also creating content.
For me, it's
content.
Like writing emails, for example.
Sometimes,
I really enjoy writing emails.
Sometimes?
And newsletters, not emails to clients.
But yeah, you mentioned Notion. We're getting there shortly. I just wanted to like go back in memory lane, like, because we've been here for 10 years and we've not had Notion forever. And I personally can say I was a bit of a mess at the beginning of my business journey. So how was it for you? Like when you started food photography, you didn't know it was a business yet, but eventually turned into something. So what was your, like, what kind of struggles did you have in terms of organization and how did it go in the beginning?
I don't even think I had any organization. I had like organized invoices and all the stuff that was kind of legal stuff, and I needed to have that. So that was kind of organized in my folders, which is like still the same and it's still nice and pretty. But like everything else, like when you send out mood boards or briefs or anything else, like when you're communicating this with clients, I had everything in my emails. Like I didn't even have like Google Doc or something, or like a Canva doc. It was just like in the emails, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna remember it. And then in the middle of a photo shoot, I was like, what was the brief like for that specific photo? And I would go like take my phone, go onto my email and check that. It was like a mess. So no organization at all.
I feel that very hard.
Did you have the same?
So I lived on paper notes and, I had a little paper organizer and that was not the beginning. That was like, that was advanced at some point, but no, I just had papers loosely lying everywhere. I'm still sometimes a fan of a written to-do list. because it gives me like this haptic feedback of like, okay, I've done this, I've done this, I've done this. But it's like that alone is not working for me anymore, because I have like this articulate system, this digital like brain of my whole business, and I can't live without it anymore. But in the beginning, it was really, I mean, I was studying. Like in 2015, I studied photography, and like I had a little bit of guidance through my courses that I would at least know like the general stuff about taxes, what kind of business model I would go for. Like there's the question of freelancing or self-employment in Germany and then other things. So like the necessity thing, like there are some necessities that need organization, that is paperwork and taxes and stuff. But apart from that, I didn't really have a structure unless there was a client job. Then I knew, oh, that is on Thursday, so I need to prepare it and I need to do these and these and these things. And yes, I had my emails and I would look back into my emails for the briefing and stuff. But besides that, like I didn't have any, like it was hard to actually get through the week feeling productive, because I would procrastinate a lot and I wouldn't know how to structure my day. And if I structured it too tightly, I wouldn't do it because I would feel like limited in my creativity. I think that is a struggle for lots of creatives. This like, oh, but I have a business. I have my own creative business because I want to be free and do whatever I want to do. And to point that is true. But I found that the moment I had a structure in my business, I could work more freely. Because I could get, I could just forget all the things I had to do because they were in the system.
Because you were focusing on that one, and you knew that like once you're finished, you're going to go and check your like list and you know what. You won't have to like think about, you know, what is next. I can't remember what are the important things. Like if you don't write it down, you basically is just like a mix of things, a mix of words in your brain.
Exactly. Yeah. It gives me more creative freedom to know, oh, I don't have to think about this now.
Like, I will be like reminded of it. Your brain is then free and has like space to do creative stuff.
Yeah, that's why I love to talk about my Notion system as my digital brain, my body, my personal assistant, basically, or secretary. Oh, I like that too.
It can be everything. It can be like multiple things.
Yes. So we talked a bit about Notion, and people might be like, what the fuck is Notion?
I was like, I remember I heard from about Notion from Fanette from French. I think her brand is Frenchly. You probably know her.
I do.
I know she was talking about Notion years ago, and I was like, that's like, I already knew that it's a little bit more difficult than maybe like other tools, because she was also mentioning that you need to kind of set things up right and then it's easy, but like in the beginning it's difficult. So I just kind of steered away from it because I felt like I don't have time to really invest it to learn a new tool, which I'm not even sure if I'll need or not. But I think that I started it with it last year, and I think it was you who started it before me. And then mentioned that you started and kind of inspired me to try it out. Like you really hyped me.
Yeah. I thought it would be exactly your tool, because you're also like, as a creative mind, you're very structured and you like order in your business and know what to do when. And I've been using Notion for, oh gosh, a couple of years now. I've been using my own template, which is a whole database or home for your business. I think also 3 years ago, 2 years. Yeah, 3 years ago and 2 years ago, I launched it. And I also got introduced to Notion like even earlier during like by a colleague when I was working for a publisher. And that colleague, lovely person, but very messy, chaotic brain. And that's also how the Notion template looked like. And we didn't get a proper introduction, because that's the thing, Notion at first looks like a blank canvas and you have all the options to do whatever you want to do, but if you don't understand the principle of how Notion works. That's never going to work out.
No. You really need to dig into like what the databases and pages are and like really understand it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can create a mess, just like you said.
Yeah. Yeah. But in general, Notion is a tool for project management.
Yeah.
Just broadly put into words. So, you know, tools like Asana or Trello.
Yeah, I used Asana before switching to Notion.
And I knew Trello before. It has these Kanban system where you like put, like can move your task from one to the other until it's done. And Asana has...
It's more like a calendar system.
Yeah.
I think you can also have it in like different presentations, but it's mainly kind of like calendar based.
Yeah. So the thing with Notion is it combines all the things you know from other project management tools, and you can choose how to show your content so that you can work most effectively with it. Like you can have
Different projects for different things.
So it works on a database basis, which sounds scary. I found it scary. Yeah. Like, oh, database? No, I can't code, but you don't have to. but basically, that makes it enables you to, like, for example, you want to have a to-do list for your weekly to-do so that you can plan ahead. Sometimes you might want to see a calendar view of your to-do so you can plan the week and see, okay, what's happening on Thursday, what's happening on Friday. That's fantastic. But sometimes you might want to focus on, okay, what's important for today? And then you can have a Kanban view of it with like, okay, this is left what you have to do and this is already done. And then you can drag and drop it and have this satisfying like, check, I did this like, feeling, because that is important too. Again, I love paper to-do lists for this like, okay, I can cross it off. And the Kanban gives me a similar satisfied feeling.
But I mean, I also use Kanban in certain situations, but I'm like, I have the same on my calendar, so I'll see my tasks in my calendar and I'll have that check. How is it?
Check mark.
And then I'll just check it off and it's like gone, just like it disappears.
Oh yeah. That's when you have like a, when you have a checklist, you can like press the like check and then it gets crossed out. Yeah. That's the thing. There are so many ways you can show your data.
Yeah. Just like you use whatever feels better for you. Like it's the same database, but you can present it in so many different ways. Like for content creation, for example, I'll have like a calendar where I'll see all my content for all my posts that go out. But then I'll also have like the same database presented in a list way where I'll also only see ideas, for example. For example, when I go planning, I don't want to see like whatever is planned already. I just want to see ideas. So then I'll have like everything sorted and filtered.
Yeah.
But it's the same database. It just filters out things.
Again, yes. And you can filter it by newsletter content or Instagram content or have a full view of your calendar. So basically like seeing your, oh, I don't have the word for this, neither in German nor in English. That's the problem with bilingual sometimes. But in your calendar, you can see, okay, these are the content pieces that go out. This is in progress. This still needs some editing. And ever since then, when I look, it also is very satisfying to like look back to the past months, like see how much content you created. Because like we have so many different contact points with our audience. It's not just Instagram. It's emails, it's LinkedIn, it's everything. And sometimes we feel like it's not enough what I'm doing. And then I look at my calendar. I'm like, oh, I sent out a newsletter that day. A podcast episode went online. Yeah. I promoted the podcast on my stories and on LinkedIn and here. And then suddenly your week is actually full of content, but in many different areas. That's
also
very satisfying.
Content creation for me was, I like every Notion page has the icon. So I have like for each post, either it goes on LinkedIn or Instagram or YouTube or whatever, it has the icon of that, basically the logo of that app. So it's like everything is in my calendar all all social media. It's in one calendar and don't have it separate. Mm-hmm. But then I see, okay, YouTube, I'll see it. I don't have to read it or anything. I'll just see it from the icon. So it's like,
yes,
boom, you can see it immediately. So it's like,
yes,
lots of things that you can really customize to make it quicker for you to like see what have you posted, what you haven't, where have you posted, mm-hmm. like, or even like for business.
Yeah. Like, yeah. The visual thing is very important for me. It's also mm-hmm. one thing because I find Notion visually very pleasing to look mm-hmm. at. And I feel like it helps me organize things because they look pretty.
Yeah. Although like I would say they could still improve and give you more chances to make it look like Pinterest pretty, I would say. It's still a little bit more like mathematical. Pretty.
It looks nerdy.
Yeah.
And it would be nice if I could choose my own colors. But I think there's also options that I haven't really explored for myself because mm-hmm. I'm staying away from coding most of the mm-hmm. time. But you have the mm-hmm. option for that. And you can like work with formulas. That's what I do every now and then.
Yeah.
Like the options are endless. Mm-hmm. And the starting point is usually that's like the missing link to really get into it and love it. Because I have this Notion template, and I had clients who heard about Notion before but weren't really sure how to mm-hmm. use it. And they, like, when we were in the live onboarding call, they were like, oh, like, I saw like the lights going on all the time. Mm-hmm. And like, I explained a new thing. And mm-hmm. I had some people who have never heard of Notion before who were very scared of mm-hmm. a big tool, and we had like a 1.5 hour onboarding call, which is now video lessons. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. they were like, oh my gosh, this is amazing, but this is so much, because obviously I over delivered again.
Yeah. But do you have these videos and templates available for everyone?
Yes, I do. Because like, that's the thing. Notion is most like, it's the easiest to learn Notion if you like get some of the pre-existing templates and see how other people have done it. Yeah. So you can usually get templates for free from Notion itself. I mm-hmm. don't usually find them overly helpful for my own workflow. Yeah.
Or at least you'll have to tweak them a lot.
Once you know how it works with properties mm-hmm. and all these things, it's easy to adjust them to your needs. Mm-hmm. The other option is to go on YouTube and find mm-hmm. Tutorials on this, always helpful. Or you get a template that has the whole onboarding process in it. That's how I started. At some point I grew out of that template and I tweaked it and added like 5 times the amount to make it work for my own business. I created all the onboarding tutorials so that people really understand the mechanisms behind it, mm-hmm. Know how to start, understand the basics of Notion, and also learn how they can adjust it to their own needs, which is the most important point.
Wouldn't really need anything else. Oh,
yes, nice. Exactly. That's so nice. And you got to be patient and give yourself time for it. Mm-hmm. It's not a thing you learn in a week or two, usually.
Yeah,
like I've been dabbling with Notion for years. I still find new things all the time.
Yeah, I'm tweaking all the time.
But I think give it a couple of months and work with one area after the other, and then you mm-hmm. will slowly get into it. So you also use Notion for not just social media, right? Like we just talked about how you can plan your social media content. I actually have like lovely templates that also guide you through the process of creating the posts. And then you have a lovely archive, so you can also recycle stuff if you want to use it again, which is important these days, right?
I set up to kind of give 5 stars, like 1 to 5 stars to my post, but it's just like I forget to go back and check. So I have it there set up, but it's not like really something I'm doing on a day.
There's a system. There is a system, but it can always be improved. And usually it's the person using the system that could improve. So you have social media that you organize with Notion. What other fields of your business?
Yeah, so I have like a one dashboard where most of the important stuff is, and that's where like my calendar is obviously on top, where I have all my tasks, my photo shoots, also my personal stuff, I don't like divide it, but I do have like a tag. So it goes like business and personal so that I can kind of see it.
So like projects, are your photo shoots like a project database then?
Photo shoots are project database, but they are linked to the task calendar. Because like you can connect databases between each other.
That is the most fantastic function. Yes, because you can also link your social media content to your to-do list. So you can create your to-dos for the week and be like, okay, I need to write a newsletter. And then you can link that content piece from your to-do list. So with one click, you're in your
And you see it in your calendar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really nice. Yeah. And I also have, so I have like inquiries, database for inquiries, database for pitching, for projects, for my personal projects, for my like use your noodles, so the teaching projects. Like, I don't know, I have a million databases.
All of that.
Those would be probably the most important ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm also thinking because my own template, like my own database Notion thing has evolved a lot compared to the Digital Business Buddy, which is my template that I sell to food photographers. It's in German, but unfortunately it's in German only. But yeah, that one has the to-do database, obviously, which is kind of the heart of it all. Like you at the start, when you open it, you see your daily to-dos. We have the content creation vault. There is a client area for like existing clients, also to keep track of licenses that are currently still active. Yeah. It reminds me on my phone when they are to be renewed or not. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Of course, a pitching and client acquisition area where I also have pitching templates in there that you can adjust to your needs. And it's also for researching new clients, plus also reminders that you can set if you happen to like contact a few companies you would like to work with. It will remind you in a week or so to send a follow-up, because we know acquisition is mostly follow-up emails. And trying to like not be ghosted. What else? Actually, that's the most important part for me. It's the reviews and planning area, because like planning your week is fine. It helps you to stay on track. But in order to figure out what am I doing this week, I need to know what is my goal for
like
this year.
Picture.
Big picture. So like
Have it kind of broken down into like yearly, quarterly, monthly, like all of this? Yeah.
So basically... Yeah, I think we talked about this a lot as well. And we did like yearly planning together, didn't we?
Oh, we did.
Yes, yes. So all these tools and templates are in there as well, because, like you basically go down from your yearly planning to dividing it into your quarters to planning the month. And then like I do weekly reviews and plannings, which
And I also started to do it because...
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Gave me a kick in, you know what?
Like I love my weekly planning because I usually, like I basically check in every week with, okay, what were my successes? What was good last week? And then I actually relive my memories. It's also a mix of like business and personal achievements. And it just makes me very happy. I also always upload.
I have a question for you.
Of course.
Do you do it on at the end of the week or in the beginning of the week?
I have a reminder set, like it creates an automatic to-do for Sunday. I plan to do it on Sunday. Sometimes it's on a Monday morning, like depends on my time and how busy my weekend is. It's just both nice. Like it's nice to sit down on Sunday evening roughly to like plan what's up for
what's
the next week. But it's also a good thing to do on a Monday morning to get my head into work mode. Usually before our calls, I do my weekly planning. And you're in the weekly planning as well then.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
But, what I wanted to say is that my brain is, I don't know, it shuts off after the week has gone. And then on Monday next week, I have no idea what I've done previous week.
See, that's why it's nice to look back. And that's also why this template helps you, because like I forget too.
Yeah, so and that's why I'm doing this on Friday, like especially mm-hmm. the business stuff I'll do. I'll write it in on Friday, because on Monday I'll have no idea. Maybe know if I have a photo shoot, but I'll have no idea of any struggles, anything, like nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but that's why I have this like when I open my weekly planning, mm-hmm. I have a calendar view of my to-dos that I did last week. And then I'm like, Oh yeah, I did this. I had this shoot and I succeeded in like having new people sign up for this and this. And I write it down and then I can feel the joy about it again. And that helps me.
Yeah, it feels really good.
And then helps me to make plans for the next week. So it's basically mm-hmm. look back and then look forward. And then of course, like always checking in with like monthly, quarterly and annual goals helps me to like make plans for that week, especially the monthly planning. That is also more about strategy and what things need to be done. That helps me a lot with my weekly goals and plans. But the annual thing is more of a thing of how do I want to feel? Like, what do I want to achieve? What are the things I want to experience and do?
Yeah, because it's sometimes hard to know like very detailed of what you want to get out of the year, like because things change throughout the year. So maybe quarterly, but like yearly would be very vague for me, like the goals.
Yeah, and that's the thing with goal setting. It's not actually about reaching the goal, but about constantly checking in with, is that a goal I still want to achieve? And if not, why and how would I adjust it? And that's why I have all these like different types of planning. And I also do annual planning, or I'm planning to do it twice a year, like to look into my planning, like what we did in January, to check in. Is that still, am I still aligned with it, or did things change?
Yeah. And also, because things do change throughout the year. So,
And honestly, I don't do it in January. Like I've gotten better and more advanced with it. I do my annual planning around November.
And, oh, you're really good. Yeah, I remember you were saying this to me. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so behind.
Well, you've started it now. And it's a process, really, because you need to get into this. And it helps me to always have my goals in mind. Mm-hmm. And also when I plan for my quarters, that's also just a rough planning of things I could do. And that's basically how my podcast started to develop and make me feel confident that I can actually do this.
I think like with goal setting, I had been setting goals before, but it was usually just like in a doc somewhere, which was just lost. And like in the middle of the year, I had no idea where that doc is. Yeah. So now I have like all this like yearly, quarterly, monthly,
you can look back
weekly.
At it.
It's everything is connected. So basically in the beginning of the month, I don't have any tasks in my weekly like goals. So I know, okay, I have to go back. It's the beginning of the month. I'll check, you know, what's happening this month. And then I'll create my like goals, basically like tasks for the month. And then I'll see them. And when I see them, I'll actually do that instead of like going and doing something that's like totally not important for my business.
Yeah.
So it's just like checking. And at the end of the week, you're like, oh yeah, I achieved everything. And now I have another spare day. And it's like, how did I manage to do everything last year? And like, I didn't actually manage to do any, like everything. I was just like constantly busy. So I feel like when I have everything like planned out, sometimes I will kind of change my tasks from one week to the other. If I see I'm like, my brain is not really functioning in that way, I'll just move it to another week. But I finish it really quickly because I know like I need to achieve this week. So I'll just go do that instead of going doing just random stuff.
I really admire you for this. I think when we started working on our first project together, I was amazed how well organized you were. And that I could really count on you that things will be done, or if something would not work out, you would communicate it. And it's just always worked out really well to organize things with you. And I love that.
Yeah, I think it's also like my safe place to have things in check. And I've noticed that now when things are even more like structured in Notion, I just like feel better about myself and also like better about doing projects together, like yours, like mm-hmm. with others, because then I can always be on time. I'm not late. I'm not forgetting things. I have everything organized and people really love it. Even like for clients, if you have that system, you always know, okay, now I need to send them like, I don't know, this and this and this. And like, you always know where you are in the process, which just makes it easier for me, but also for the client. They're like, you're always on time. You're always like ready. So
yes,
they really appreciate it. They do.
It's really something that is running invisible in the background and it feels like, oh, it's not noticeable, but it is so noticeable.
Because I've gotten a lot of like testimonials, but a lot of feedback from clients where they say, we really love how, you know, organized, quick and like efficient you are, which is also like, I think mainly because I'm very organized. I mean, I can be more organized, but like I'm quite organized.
Yeah.
And definitely Notion has been a big part of this in the past year.
Yeah. I just love how glowingly we talk about this tool. But it really...
marketing. It should be our sponsor.
The thing is, I talk with all my friends about it as well. And some pick it up. Some are just amazed by my passion for it. It's not for everyone. Like I have a few friends with ADHD, autism, and I notice some people, for them it's too structured, and for others it's perfect. Something you gotta find out for yourself. I actually have a run through of my template in my Insta story highlights. I'm gonna link that in the show notes and also the page with all the information about the Digital Business Buddy. Again, I'm sorry, it's in German only.
Are you planning to do it in English too?
I'm wondering, like, if AI, like the way AI is evolving, I might actually be able to properly
translate it.
The things, but that's currently not the case.
I think you could do that. Yeah, it would be very helpful.
Yeah, but still have a look into it. You might still understand some of the stuff, even with my German babbling. And I think I could continue talking with you about this forever, like especially like we should go into the long-term planning, the monthly planning in a bit more detail at some other point, and talk about photography another time as well, and about client acquisition and everything, because you have so much to say.
I feel like every week when we have our chats, it's like after an hour and a half, like we could still talk for hours and we're like we gotta go to work.
I think for now we're good. And we're gonna do more chats in the future. Look out for my podcast, but also maybe for Anya's YouTube channel.
I'm planning to post more this year on YouTube, so
and there's going to be more content from the two of us because we love working with each other, because we know you love us chatting with each other. So obviously we're going to oblige. But for now, I want to thank you so much, Anya, for coming to my podcast on this spontaneous note. We talked about it yesterday and we just met up in the morning. So please leave a rating for this podcast. Send us DMs if you like this type of interview, like chill chatter, if you want more of that. Like, I need your feedback to make the podcast exactly what you need for your own business growth. So feedback is always appreciated. And I'm going to put Anya's social handles in the show notes and some other infos about the Digital Business Buddy. And I'm going to see you next week. Probably.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sabrina. This was so nice.
Thank you.
I love this chat.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Und wenn du jetzt neugierig geworden bist, wie Notion funktioniert, was Notion für dich tun kann, dann schau auf jeden Fall mal rein, was der Digital Business Buddy genau ist. Ich habe dir alle Links in die Shownotes gepackt, aber nochmal kurz auf Deutsch und zusammenfassend. Der Digital Business Buddy ist mein All-in-One Notion Workspace, mit dem du dein komplettes Food-Fotografie-Business organisieren und planen kannst. Es gibt Bereiche, wo du deine wöchentlichen To-Dos reinpackst. Du kannst all deinen Content, egal wo du ihn produzierst, an einer Stelle haben. Planen, archivieren, organisieren. Du hast eine Datenbank mit all deinen Kundenprojekten, deinen Fotoshootings, die geplant sind. Du kannst deine Akquise endlich strukturiert und organisiert angehen und kriegst von mir sogar noch Pitching-Templates mit dazu. Deine Jahresplanung, die Planung für die nächsten Monate, Quartale und wöchentliche Reviews sind ebenfalls drin enthalten und das alles mit detaillierten, ausführlichen Onboarding-Videos, damit du nicht nur grob verstehst, wie du dieses Tool für dich verwendest, sondern es zu 100% auf deine eigenen Bedürfnisse abstimmst. Denn jeder ist anders, jeder hat andere Workflows und Dinge, die für ihn funktionieren und ein Excitement entstehen lassen. Ja, ich bin excited, wenn ich meine Woche plane, wenn ich meine To-Dos abhaken kann. Und ich wünsche mir das für dich auch. Und all das findest du in dem Digital Business Buddy. Alle Infos dafür habe ich dir nochmal in die Shownotes gepackt. Einen kurzen und knackigen Walkthrough, um eine Idee zu haben, wie Notion überhaupt aussieht und funktioniert und wie alles miteinander verknüpft ist. Und natürlich auch, wo du dir dieses unfassbar große und mächtige Tool für dein Business kaufen kannst. Wenn du Fragen hast, weißt du ja, wo du mich erreichen kannst. Und ich wünsche dir jetzt einen wundervollen Tag und wir hören uns in der nächsten Folge. Bis dann!